All right, team, the countdown is on. The race that stops the nation, not too far away. And if you jog your memory back, I don't know, maybe 12 months ago or something like that, a little old horse, Gold Trip, took out the Melbourne Cup, owned by Newcastle's own Australian Bloodstock. On the line, we have none other than Jamie Lovett, director of Australian Bloodstock. How's things, mate?
Yeah, morning, guys. Very well, thank you.
Are you excited for the big day today? Hopefully, you know, lightning does strike twice in this instance.
Yeah, look, it's always it's an exciting time of the year. And obviously, this year's, last year's fresh in our minds, so we're sort of enjoying it even more today.
Now, how many horses do you guys have running throughout, you know, like all the different venues and through the different races?
Look, we're very fortunate position this year that we've got three in the cup.
Wow.
Galtrip, Ashrun, and a new mare that we brought out of France called Lacoste. So, obviously, our focus is on that today. So, and then we've got a few other runners around the country. Inver Park in the last race here in Melbourne today as well.
Oh, there you go. Cheeky little trifecta there if you want for the cup.
Imagine that.
Three winners. We can only pray. Now, I do want to ask, Jamie, because for those that aren't in the know, this might seem a silly question, but you do have lots of horses. Are they all trained by, like, the same people, got the same jockeys? Is there a trusted group? Or, like, how does that all kind of sorted?
Nah, look, every race takes a different shape. We've obviously got horses trained by Chris Lees here in Newcastle, the majority of our horses. The two of the horses today are trained by Kieran Maher and David Eustace, and the other is trained by Mick Price down here in Melbourne. So we've got varying trainers for different horses.
Now, some people in this, I guess, industry, if you will, have little, I guess, like things they do for luck or superstitions. Do you have anything like that yourself?
Oh, look, not really. I'm not overly superstitious, but we seem to follow a very similar pattern. The week, we've been down here all week, and I try and keep it fairly normal, if you like. And obviously, as I say, I'm not superstitious, but I don't like to sort of step outside the flag too much.
Oh, yeah, it's all happening, of course. It's race day, right?
Yeah, and I assume it's very busy. One thing that's also topical about this year's Melbourne Cup, and we spoke about it yesterday on our show, shorts allowed as formal wear this year. Will you be whipping the legs out, Jamie?
Nah, mate. I'm a traditionalist. I'll have the bag of fruit on today.
Yeah. Okay. Good
Lovely
man.
Lovely stuff.
Well, hopefully the weather stays pretty cool. Best of luck with all the races and all your runners today. And fingers crossed you can make it 2 years in a row.
Great. Thanks, guys.